AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. And today I'm going to be giving my thoughts on the Lane Kiffin situation that went down this past weekend. I've taken some time on Tuesday and Monday to really look at new evidence, look at what players have said, to really gather and base my opinion on what I think really happened with the whole Lane Kiffin situation. So my overall perspective is, it's not that I'm mad at him for leaving, as I always knew him leaving for LSU was in the cards. For me, it's how he's left, right? Because if we go back to this whole thing when it really started with the Florida job and then LSU coming into play, he never really denied it. He never denied that he was looking at these jobs, which is fine. But it's also the trolling he did with them, particularly the one where he had the visors of Kiffin 2026 in the Ole Miss colors in his car. Just stuff like that, right? And then when it came down to it on Saturday, we never really got a decision on Saturday. We knew that there were meetings going on with Keith Carter and the Chancellor of Ole Miss, but we never really heard anything. And then on Sunday is when it really became official that he was leaving. And that's also when it got really, really messy. So Kiffin, it seemed, he knew he was going to LSU. But from the beginning of this whole thing, Keith Carter, the Ole Miss athletic director, had said, Lane, you are not going to be coaching this team in the playoffs if you leave. And for a good reason, that he did not want him probably tampering with the current roster. And how do you know that Lane is going to be completely focused on winning games? Because if you don't remember, in 2015, when he was the coordinator at Alabama, he took the FAU job earlier before the playoffs started. He was not 100% locked in getting the team ready for that Washington semifinal game. And they ended up winning the game, but they were not locked in at all. And so Nick Saban decided to say, hey, Lane, go. And so he basically fired Lane Kiffin before the national championship game. And so it's in his track record that stuff like this has happened, especially during National Signing Week, during the transfer portal opening. You're expecting Lane Kiffin, of all people, to really be that locked in. And so that was the reason, that was what Lane was trying to fight. And then, so on Sunday, he decided to leave. And then on his way out, so he's not allowed to meet with the players. He met with the Ole Miss leadership of football players. So there's a handful of football players that make up like his leadership committee. He talked with them. Basically, from what some of them have been saying, which I'll get to later, was, hey, just get out. We don't want you coaching this team. Okay, so Lane was never actually allowed to address the entire team. And then Lane decided to go completely scorched earth on Ole Miss and basically gave his offensive staff and the entire staff an ultimatum. Hey, if you don't get on this plane to Baton Rouge, you don't have a job. So that forced the hand of a good amount of the offensive staff. Well, of course that's going to piss off Ole Miss fans. Like, you say all these great things about Ole Miss, and then you're just going to gut us on the way to LSU because you're not getting your way? That's childish. So Lane goes to LSU. That happens. Well, now we're starting to figure out some of the Lane Kiffin lies that he has been telling us. So Lane Kiffin made a statement on November 30th. I'm going to read it out to you. After a lot of prayer and time spent with family, I made the difficult decision to accept the head coaching position at LSU. I was hoping to complete a historic six-season run with this year's team by leading Ole Miss through the playoffs, capitalizing on the team's incredible success and their commitment to finish strong, and investing everything into a playoff run with guardrails in place to protect the program in any areas of concern. My request to do so was denied by Keith Carter, despite the team also asking him to allow me to keep coaching them so they could better maintain their high level of performance. Unfortunately, that means this Friday's Egg Bowl was the last game coaching the Rebels. While I am looking forward to start a new unique opportunity at LSU, I will forever cherish the incredible 6 years I spent at Ole Miss and will be rooting hard for the team to bring a championship back to Oxford. So there was a certain part in there I want you to remember. Despite the team asking him to allow me, him being Keith Carter, to allow me to keep coaching them, Bryson Sanders, who's on that leadership group, said on Twitter, despite the team, he quoted, despite the team asking me to keep coaching, I think everyone that was in that room would disagree. That is the starting center, Bryson Sanders. Then we have Sontarian Perkins, also on that leadership group, who was an all-SEC preseason linebacker, says, that was not the message you said in the meeting room. Everybody that was there can vouch on this. So it sounds like Lane is flat out lying to everybody right now when he is saying what he said in his press conference release. And so that's what starts to piss me off, is that the reason I thought Lane was going to stay at Ole Miss, the reason being is because after watching this documentary and really after hearing out what Lane has been saying, I thought Lane Kiffin had changed. I thought this was a different Lane Kiffin that had learned from the Tennessee job, that had learned from Oakland, learned from USC, all these things, right? Turns out he never changed. And it's still all about Lane Kiffin. And that never changed. Because now when I look back on it, if it wasn't for a Landry Kiffin PowerPoint, he probably leaves for Auburn. If Alabama had called instead of hiring Kalen DeBoer, he leaves for Bama. Last year, had Florida fire Billy Napier, he probably goes to Florida. And then this year, he'd always said he wanted a national championship. Lane, you were 4 wins away from going to the winning a national championship. You were there. You had a chance. You decided to leave, Lane. That is on no one else but you. You made this decision. Keith Carter had made it crystal clear from the jump you would not be allowed to coach this team. So when Lane Kiffin, in his press conference, or sometime when he got to LSU, said, I didn't know until 8:30 in the morning on Sunday that I was going to be coaching the playoffs. Bullshit, Lane. Keith Carter made this crystal clear the entire time you were not going to be coaching the team in the playoff, unless you stayed the head coach at Ole Miss. Multiple times he said this. And so that's just another Lane lie. And then another Lane lie. Lane Kiffin gets up on the stage, and during the press conference, he goes, I don't know how much money I'm making, all blah, blah, blah. Lane, how come everyone else that's been following the situation, anyone and everyone knows that you are making $12 to $13 million a year over 7 years that adds up to around $98 million? You don't know that? You didn't know that, Lane. You didn't know that LSU is going to be giving you $25 million. Or $1 million performance bonuses. You didn't know any of those things, Lane? Yeah, get out of here with that. You know damn well you knew the parameters of your contract, especially your agent. You think that your agent wasn't going to tell you the numbers? Jimmy Sexton is your agent, dude. Come on, Lane. That's just more lies. You're lying again. And so, I also want to talk about the guy, Ben Spirit, who is a great journalist and podcaster for focuses on Ole Miss. He, on a podcast before the Egg Bowl, said the line, "You can't make a housewife out of a hoe." Or, "You can't turn a hoe into a housewife." Talking about Lane Kiffin leaving. And so, Lane, with all his security guards, all these state troopers around him, after the game, goes up to confront Ben about what he said. And then Ben, afterwards, in the press conference, stands on business again to clarify his statements. And guess what? Looking back on it now, Ben was right. Lane, this is hoe activity. In the documentary, all you talked about was how good Oxford was, how much Oxford's done for you, how you needed Oxford and Ole Miss more than they needed you. All this stuff you said, Lane. You said all of this stuff. So let's not act like you didn't. And then at the first chance of this year that you get, you're gone. Just like that. So it's, I don't understand why you keep lying. Or why the lie, you have single-handedly destroyed your entire reputation that you built here. You had a great thing going here. I've only been here for 1 year as a freshman. But I can tell you how much the people of this town loved Lane Kiffin. They were going to build a statue of him one day had he stayed here. And guess what? Lane, if this wasn't about the money, like you said on the Pat McAfee show in November, and Ole Miss was willing to offer the same financials as LSU, then what was it? What was it then, Lane? What chose, or what was the big selling point that LSU had over Ole Miss? Because apparently you loved Ole Miss so much, but it wasn't hard for you to leave. And then you try and gut the entire program on your way out. And then on Tuesday, he's acting like, "Yeah, I'm letting Charlie Weiss come back and coach the team." Charlie Weiss is a grown-ass man that does not need your validation to do anything, Lane. So cut that out, too. And at the end of the day, again, it's not that Lane is leaving for LSU. Lane could have left for LSU a peaceful, calm way, left the offensive staff here. Instead, no. He chose to handle this exactly like he's handled Tennessee and Oakland. And now, when you really look at it, Al Davis was right. Al Davis, if you don't know him, is the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders now. And so, he said, this was back in 2008. "It hurt because I picked the wrong guy. Called him a disgrace." He said, "I did not hire the guy I thought I was." And I'm just going to tell you right now, it checks out. Because it's never been about the program. It was never about the players. It's always been about Lane Kiffin himself. That's it. And now you have other players. Caden Prescorn, a tight end on that 2024 team. He's been coming out and been very critical of Lane Kiffin. So now it's making you wonder, oh, what else happened while Lane was at Ole Miss? What other things happened? Oh, what about the Ulysses Bentley thing, Lane? Huh. Why didn't he play? One of the best running backs based off the metrics on a running back needy football team. He didn't play, and you tried to use Kevin Smith as the scapegoat for it. Yeah, Lane. Again, it's not that you left. It's how you left and how you handled yourself with all the trolling, all the blah, 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 all the stuff you said about Ole Miss, all ended up being a complete lie. That's what pisses me off, Lane, is that you could have left peacefully and kept your entire reputation here spotless. Sure, people would have been mad you're leaving for LSU, all this stuff, yeah. You wouldn't have had people flipping you off at the airport. You wouldn't have had all these shirts calling you a hoe now. It's because of how you left, Lane. It's because you decided to just gut the entire Ole Miss football program. And it's not just me who thinks this. There's other people. It's the team. It's the media. It's people at Ole Miss. Like, there are plenty of people here that share the same way I'm feeling because of how Lane Kiffin has left. And it's not rocket science to see that when he comes back here next year, when LSU plays at Ole Miss, it's not going to be good for you, Lane. You're going to get stuff thrown at you. You're going to get cursed at. Everything that the Tennessee fans did to you when you were only there for 1 year? Oh, Lane, just wait for what's going to happen after what you've done 6 years here. And then decide to dip on us. I'm just saying, Lane, it's not going to be a pretty sighting if you think it's going to be some great return back to Oxford. What you did is Kevin Durant-like. You had everything here in Oxford. You had a team of guys. This was supposed to be a rebuild year. Let's not forget. This team was supposed to go 8-4 or something like that. No. Around D2 quarterback Trinidad Chambliss, they rallied running back Kewon Lacy, the defense, everyone else. They rallied, and they turned this season into the greatest season in Ole Miss football history. And now that you have tarnished yourself, people aren't going to want to remember you, especially if we win a natty this year. Like, do you think anyone is going to want to give you any sort of credit for what happened? Because guess what, Lane? You're right. You did do a lot here. You brought a lot of winning to Oxford. But then again, like I've been saying, you completely diminished any credibility that you had. And that's what I'm going to talk about next. If you are an LSU player, an LSU recruit, right? What makes you want to go play for this guy? When literally, if anything isn't going right, he's out the door, burning the entire place down. You see it happening right now with a team that is going to the college football playoff and is going to be hosting a playoff game here. It's going to be the greatest sporting event in the history of Mississippi. There's no pro teams here in Mississippi. It's just college. Lane left that. Lane would have been a hero here. Absolute hero. Would have been remembered as one of the greatest figures in this community to ever come through. No. He ruined all of it just like he ruins everything else. Just like the Tennessee job. Just like USC. Just like Oakland. All of these things is because Lane Kiffin's ego gets too big. And that's all this is about, is Lane Kiffin. And it's all it's ever been about, is Lane Kiffin. It's never, ever been about the players. And so, you know, people are just going to be like, but LSU, it's a better job. It's a better this. I'm not going to deny that. LSU has tons of history to themselves. They are a phenomenal program. And again, I'm not mad at Lane wanting to go to LSU. It's how he's handled himself this whole way. Kind of just toying with Ole Miss fans. And let's not forget, Lane, 6 years ago you came here. You rebuilt yourself on Keith Carter's dime. You got your body better. You started being sober. All of these things happened in Oxford. There was a lot of people that helped you out. And then you basically just said, screw you, I'm out of here, and I'm burning every bridge I've ever built here with me. That's what you did, Lane. And again, I really hope Lane doesn't win at LSU just so those LSU fans are going to see what's going to happen. Because if a Texas opens up, if a Bama opens up, guess who's going to be the first one to leave? Oh yeah, Lane Kiffin. I would bet money on it that he does not finish his career at LSU. This has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. Thank you for listening.